Candles burning low. Right, that is a Christmas song, and people are gonna get mad at me for singing Christmas songs in the middle of January, but there's a reason I sang that particular Christmas song, because that song is called What Christmas Means to Me. But today's episode is all about what stoicism means to me.
Wow. Okay. I do say wow a lot. You're right.
Wow, good to see you. Yes,
Yes,
it
it
is.
is. So what does stoicism mean to you then? Actually, no. What is stoicism?
What is stoicism? So great question. For anybody that might not know, we've been doing a side podcast called The Sales Stoic, which is not weekly like this, but that is daily. So it's available on all platforms. Link in the comments. But we talk about stoicism every day, and we talk about how you can use it in life, in sales, etc. So stoicism is many different things, but what I think of stoicism is there were some of the greatest philosophers of our time that were figuring it all out. People like Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, Epictetus. What is it? Cato the Great was
To the great
the
Zeno.
OG. So there was some great, and then you start to get into, like, if you go a bit deeper, you can get into like the Socratic way of thinking as well. Like there's some great philosophy from ancient Greece, but if we focus purely on stoicism, it's like a set of beliefs, and they've kind of written all these books and journals that basically every self-development book today is a remix of Stoicism or Buddhism. And I think the thing that really jumps out to me from Stoicism, what is Stoicism? It's about focusing on the things that you can control and letting go of the things that you can't. But what do you think, Mr. Zach Thompson over there, looking cute? What do you think Stoicism is?
I'll give you an easy everyday example to quantify it, right? So you're running late for work and you're in traffic and you're thinking, I'm going to be even more late now. And you start slamming your hand on the steering wheel, looking out the window, swearing under your breath, getting mad, doing things erratically. What has happened there is the opposite of stoicism. An event has happened. And your reaction to it, you've thought would change the way that event unfolds. And that's what stoicism is. Stoicism is basically realizing when you are in traffic, when you're running late, that bit isn't in your control. But what is in your control is the way you respond to it. So literally going, oh, well, I'm in traffic. There's nothing I can do about it now. But what can I do? What is in my control? And it's a great way of just reframing experiences. The majority of things aren't in our control, but if we just think about the way we react, then we end up tackling things and dealing with people with a bit more of an even temperament. Is that fair, Jack, do you think?
I think it's so fair. I love what you were talking about there, like reframe. So I always think about reframing, and a great question to ask yourself is, how can I look at this from a different perspective? Which is annoying sometimes because something bad has happened, or something harmful, or something annoying. But like looking at something and saying, okay, what's good about this situation, or what can I learn from this situation? And we talk on the Sales Stoic, but predominantly about sales. But how do you use that when you're selling to focus on the things that you can control and not get upset? Are there any? I know you're a big Stoic fan. So when you think of Stoicism, are there any quotes that stand out to you as like that is the bit, that is the line that sums it all up for me?
I mean, my favorite is I suffer more in my imagination than I do in reality. That is one of the best ones. Like, don't suffer, imagine troubles is big advice to everyone because you can see it all the time, can't you? And with salespeople, what if this happens? What if that happens? And before you know it, you're living your life. What do you call it, Jack? You're paying a bill or paying a tax or what is it? You've got a cool thing on this.
You're paying the bill before the meal's even arrived.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. So that's one of the ones that sums it up. Let's talk about some things around salespeople specifically. So if you think about rejection, right, there's a fear of rejection or even a fear of people being unkind to you on a call. You pick up the phone, you're the salesperson. Oh, I hate salespeople. Why don't you go kill yourself? And they go crazy at you on the phone. The Stoics would say, be quick to see when you've acted the same. No one wakes up thinking, I want to be horrible to people on the phone today. So ask yourself, what might have happened in that person's life to make them behave in that way? And suddenly, when you think like that, you'll feel it all just lift off you. You won't take it as personally anymore, because actually you'll treat it with a bit more empathy. Or maybe the bloody cat got run over on the way into work, or they banged the toe on the door just as you rang them, or there's some crucial thing happening in the business. There's a million and one different things that could happen, and you're not the central part of that annoyance. What would you say on that, mate?
Yeah, I think that's great. There's so many great lessons, and the way that the Stoics do it as well, and the way they paint these pictures are so beautiful. I remember you sharing one with me a little while ago, and I've been every morning. I've just got my dad actually bought it for me, but I've got a hardback cover of Meditations. It was beautiful. Soft before that, but now it's hard.
Thank you.
This and one of the ones that we spoke about a little while ago was about the two sticks of frankincense, and it's like one falls and then later on the other falls, but they both fall. I mean, when I think about that,
incense at an altar.
Yeah, that's it. That's
frankincense.
It.
I think it's Christmas has just happened. So
no, it maybe I'm gonna fact check that. I'll come back to you on that one. But yeah, it puts it into perspective, and I know that I bang on about death, and I know that you're sick of it, and people are like coming to you and be like, it's amazing that your mate Jack Frimpson invented death. It's so wonderful that he did that. And I know it kind of gets thrown about a lot, but it is that thing of like, at the end of the day, you're getting so upset or so frustrated about something so small that in 50 years when you're on your deathbed, the Marcus Aurelius had a beautiful line about grains of sand. Like, if you imagine lives to be grains of sand, there's already so much sand out there, and there'll be so much sand to come, all these different lives, and eventually you will be forgotten. And even if you're not forgotten, let's say you're listening to this and you are the next Marcus Aurelius and people speak about you in thousands of years, you'll be dead, and so will your ego, so none of it matters anyway. So it's like, in those hard moments, how do you really focus on the moment, the present day, the present moment that we have now, because that's all we have, and how do you make sure that you're in control of the things that you can actually control?
Yeah, exactly. What about the impediment to action advances action? What stands in the way becomes the way? I love that one for salespeople.
What does that mean for you?
Well, it's going to be hard, isn't it? You know, it's prospecting for a reason. You are prospecting comes from looking for gold in the dirt. That is what this is. But actually, how do you make the losses into learning? So it's not a case of win or lose, it's win or learn.
Yeah.
That's the way to...
That's
to
nice.
Probably wire that. I didn't make that up. It's probably a way to wire things up a bit differently. So actually being able to reflect on, ooh, that bit when he asked me that question, that made me feel a bit uncomfortable. That spoke to an inner child or a bit of an ego or it annoyed me or it stumped me or I didn't know what to say. That there as an obstacle becomes the way. Could you take that? You learn from it, you read about it, you get comfortable with it, and you go again. And now I'm over that hurdle and I'm on to the next one. But treating things in that way is a really great way to have this kind of learner's mindset and never just rest on, well, that's my skill set and I can't get any better, which is definitely something that it shouldn't. I'm talking about stoicism, but I find that quite frustrating in people sometimes when they get to a certain age, and often it's much, much younger than we think, and they're like, well, that's my skill set now. That's it. I can't possibly learn anymore. I've heard
that's
people
the
say
way
that
I'm
21. Yeah, that's the way I am. Bizarre. But yeah, anything to add on that one?
No, I think you summed that up beautifully. I think like the Stoics talk about forever learning, which we're big fans of. They also talk about things in moderation, which I think is like great for salespeople as well. Like they talk about The wine. Do you know this one? That they used to
Go
water
on.
down the wine, and anybody that drank the wine without water would be considered a barbarian. But they watered it down, and that was to show that they did things in moderation. And I think it's about like being kind to yourself, but like you're gonna make mistakes. Like if you're starting the year, like you're mid-January, you're thinking like we're running at it now, these are the things I'm doing. You probably will make mistakes. There'll probably be like slip ups and whatever, and you'll probably go off on a bit of a tangent, but just like doing things in moderation and having that self-compassion as well, I think is powerful. And then but one of my other favorite, I feel like it's so hard to pick favorite quotes, but I love the Marcus Aurelius one about the morning. You know that one?
Oh yeah, basically that you've got a choice to stay in bed. You got the quote?
I don't have the quote, but basically, to paraphrase it, it's like you weren't put on this earth to stay in bed and be all snuggly and warm. You're a human being. Like a human being is put on this earth to work and do the bit.
Yeah, exactly. It's and this is the interesting thing is this is the Emperor of Rome. At that time, the most important person in the world. And the book Meditations he's written, it's to himself. It's not to anyone else, it's not for anyone to read. It's not like self-aggrandizing. It's not like, look, let me put this out there and show you that I'm this like hustle porn guy. I'll give you the quote before we wrap up. At dawn, when you have trouble getting out of bed, tell yourself, I have to go to work as a human being. What do I have to complain of if I'm going to do what I was born for? The things I was brought into the world to do? Or is this what I was created for? To huddle under the blankets and stay warm?
That's like one of my morning mantras. Like when I'm laid in bed, I just like a little cassette. I play that out loud in my head and go, right, yeah, he's right. If Marcus Aurelius came back to life and we got him on the podcast, do you think he'd be absolutely gutted that he'd shared all of his biggest secrets?
I don't think he'd be because he's a humble man by the sound
Oh,
of
he's a
it.
stoic, isn't he? Of course,
He's a
he's not gonna
stoic.
be.
I don't think he'd be
But
like, oh, lads, this is sick.
I
Get a little podcast of this. Ryan
love how
Holiday's a
you beat it.
multi-millionaire off it, is he? Oh, sound.
Sick. Can't wait to meet that guy. Yeah, good. So if you don't know what stoicism is, there's some great stuff that you can kind of some great resources and great books. If you're looking to get a bit more Zack and Jack in your lives, there is a daily episode called The Sales Stoic, which is available on all platforms. And if you're watching on YouTube, that is Zach's hand holding a copy of The Daily
The
Stoic.
Daily Stoic by Ryan Holiday. There's also The Art of Living by Epictetus because he only has his discourses, which are a bit harder to read. But if you're looking for something more entry level, The Art of Living, it's just like a short flick along, similar to this, where it's like, here's a quote from Epictetus, here's it explained. Really, really nice. Letters from a Stoic for Seneca, get into that. And then I'd also, if you're looking for something a bit more ethereal that makes you maybe feel a bit more transcendent, I've been reading this slightly different. This is about Zen Buddhism. But what's interesting, if you are into Stoicism, this is called The Things You Can See Only When You Slow Down. But what you'll spot is there are through lines. So Zen Buddhism in the East has a lot of commonality with Stoicism. And really then you're like, oh, this appears everywhere. It's
Yeah,
like
I
freaky.
know.
There's patterns everywhere. But yeah, go out and get him. The task for this week
I've got
is,
a task. Do you
yeah,
have one, or
please. No,
can I
you
task
take
it
it
up?
away.
Okay, so obviously we launched the Sales Stoic with a company called Dealfront, and the marketing guy there is a guy called Jamie Pagan. So what you want to do is you want to find Jamie Pagan on LinkedIn and send him a message, and the message should say, "Jamie, the Sales Stoic is great, but oh my God, have you seen Jack's calves?" So you want to say, "Jamie Pagan, the Sales Stoic is great. But oh my God, have you seen Jack's calves?" Obviously, like the podcast budget, we're kind of dwindling it down. Last time somebody won a grand, mental that you gave away a grand,
Yeah,
Zach.
I
So for this one, I'm only going to give away £500. I'm going to give it away to the first person that does it. So what you've got to do
Wow.
is screenshot it, send it to me or Zach, and you get £500 to the first person that does that. I've been Jack Frimpston. Welcome to the world.
I've been Zach Thompson. Goodbye to the world.
Take care, love.